everyone, this is Taikira, creative editor right here on Maltsauce. Five multimedia journalists created podcasts in response to the theme of revival, a response to what the nation looks like after more than a year of being in this pandemic. Today, we're following Joelle Marin, whose story deals with social isolation. Here is The Hidden Effects of Social Isolation.
Hi, my name is Joelle Marin. Since being stuck inside, have you noticed that you or people around you have changed how they socially interact? Maybe you're someone who was once a social butterfly, but now is more reserved than usual, or perhaps were once content to staying home, but now have a sudden itch to be around people, and online learning just isn't the same as in person. So what happened? Why did this sudden change occur? Well, I've talked to some experts and a fellow podcaster to find out. Meet that podcaster right now. Her name is Andrea Klunder, entrepreneur and a podcast mentor. She works at After School Matters teaching students podcasting skills. I asked her if she has noticed a change in herself and people she's around, if they are more introverted or extroverted. Here's what she had to say.
Yes and no. So one thing I know about myself is I've always been a little bit more introverted, meaning, and people who know me would be surprised to hear me say that, because when I'm in groups, I'm very comfortable being in front of people. I'm very comfortable being in groups. I've always been a performer. I enjoy being on stage. I enjoy teaching. I enjoy public speaking. The thing is, though, that I like that in small doses. And then I like to have a lot of alone time to recover and regain my energy. And that's sort of how I recharge, is by myself, definitely not in large groups of people. And so being that I already work primarily from home. I mean, before the pandemic, as you know, I was teaching in-person high school classes for an after-school program. I would do a lot of public speaking events, and all of that stopped and went to online. And I find online interactions to be much less satisfying. I like in-person teaching. I like in-person classes. I like being with people, even socially, more in person than I do online. Hanging out with friends on Zoom is definitely not as fun as like going to a restaurant or an event or a concert or something like that. And so I don't know if it's affected my interaction style or my needing that alone time. If anything, I've just gotten a lot of alone time, and I do miss being around people. What I don't miss, actually, is the transportation, like the time and the stress of getting to and from public spaces to meet with people or to teach classes.
As you all probably know, this pandemic has been challenging on us, and in a recent study conducted by Ken Duckworth, CMO of NANI, the CDC, and the Census Bureau found that the percentage of adults with symptoms of anxiety and depression disorders have increased from 36.4% to 41.5% from August 2020 to February 2021. I talked to Crystal, who is a psychiatrist, about some of the treatments that are used for like anxiety-related disorders, such as agoraphobia and just general anxiety.
And so oftentimes there are different medications that can be used, first of all, to treat the overall anxiety that a person might have. There are some treatments that people can take, or medications people can take, that that they take just as needed. So if they know that they're going out, and they're about, or they need to go out, or, you know, they get increased anxiety with going out, and they are taking that medication prior to going out. So it's dealing with the social anxiety portion of that. And then I would even talk about even people researching on their own different types of natural things that they could take that can help kind of ease anxiety. But that could be helpful. But for patients that I service, oftentimes we, there are medications I prescribe that help them with that social anxiety that keeps them from going outside.
Loneliness has been on the rise since the start of the pandemic. About 36% of Americans report feeling lonely, according to Loneliness in America, a recent report by Harvard University. I asked Crystal what she does to help her patients with loneliness.
Trying to find ways to engage, because believe it or not, something I had heard someone say before, you know, this was some months ago, is that even within some people's household, they hadn't been engaging as much prior to the pandemic because everyone is often on the go or, you know, have other things to do. And there were some people who within their house, they made the decision to actually engage with those people there more. That, you know, life takes us away from, or whatever the reason may be. So I would say if there are people who are in your home, trying to have more engaged time with them. I know one, you know, some things that we've done in our house is we've gone out in nature much more. We've taken walks to get fresh air.
I'm also an introvert. While I do enjoy spending most of my time alone, I also just miss being around my friends and just messing with them and being a nuisance. But I want to hear your thoughts and your opinions. What do you think? Have you become more introvert or extrovert? How has the past year affected your mental health, and how have you coped?
To follow the next story in the series, go to mildsauce.org. Mild Sauce is affiliated with Street Level Youth Media, and Street Level is a program of Urban Gateways.